racist as is most people that I talk with.
So if you were pulled over for running a stop sign, and the cop came over and arrested you, telling you that the driver's license was expired, can I come check you?
Depends on if I received a letter of mail from the registry saying that
my license wasn't expired.
The letter was there,
but I was stupid, so I did not be stupid. You guys call someone stupid who doesn't have a expired license?
They're driving on it, they know they're driving on it.
Okay, so basically I was pulled over, stopped by the police car. The policeman came out of the car, came to the window, and asked me for my driver's license registration. He included the wedding, okay. He put the team there. They went back, came back a few minutes later, flew back to the car, came back a few minutes later, and asked me to step out of the car, which I did. So I'm stepping out of the car. They placed a handcuff on me, pushed me against the car with another hand, and informed me after I was handcuffed why they were arresting me, which was because my driver's license had expired. Nobody knows they can be arrested for expired driver's license, and certainly, pretty much everyone thinks this is where I was set up.
Right, as I said before, usually they say ignorance is no excuse.
When I exited the car,
I really didn't know why I was getting out of the car. I thought maybe it was going to show me a burned out taillight,
or I just simply didn't know why I was getting out of the car. I certainly wasn't drunk because I was 3 in the morning. And he didn't like tell me what was it. They were doing wrestling. So I'm standing there, and he puts a handcuff around my wrist and tries to turn me around, and instinctively I was tired again, so I just put a hand up and said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? What's going on here?" And the other police officer was yelling at me, "Put your hand down, put your hand down." And I said, "Don't shoot, don't get it off now, whatever, I'll put my hands back, you know." So I was just kind of,
You see the driving cars, you want to stop that, and get pulled over, and you find your license,
They took me to a holding cell, a jail cell, where you made a shift to make the next break.
Have
you ever been arrested?
Well, you know, yeah, man. You know.
What happened?
Well, you know, I went to prison. If you look in like the linguistic word of terminology, it's to express like observation in absolute environment, such as very magnetic government, very data summary. This one.
I asked him, I said, is this normal for people to be arrested? And the other thing was no, but he didn't say it was all that. It to me it seemed as if it was just something to do. That if you get pulled over for breaking a traffic violation and you happen to have an expired driver's license, even if it's only 30 days, that's cause enough for them to take it as search.
Well, as far as the discussion, you see how much time it actually has gone by. And if it's, you know, you take a look at the car, too, they might know that it's expired and they're not going to pass under the right amount or do something like that. As far as the license, people know when their birthday is, they use their license for IDs all the time. And again, that's a time factor.
So,
you keep monitoring.
Okay. So you have to have, like, a discretion.
If a good individual is driving a car, it belongs to somebody else.
Okay.
The license is such that, like, say, several months from now, it's expired, and that individual can live there, and you don't know where the person lives. It's very difficult sometimes, you know. He's either like, he's an address, and they give you an address, and you're right, from that.
So the discretion is putting it up out of the expired license, but the license gets more than this. And then the same instruction is up on the gas station. The gas station attendant will say, hey, it's not going to expire. So I mean, you try to, you know, take all the information. It's been like a year or so. It's only 5 days or a month.
If he was only 30 days, that's cause enough for them to take you to.
Do you think the police are oppressive?
Oh man, I think the police gotta negotiate a term to statuize the One World Order assumed through their contract. I think it's not an aspect whether the aggression that police have to adverse to the effects of New World Order politics is on their heads or not. That's the uniform quota is what they attribute. So it's like, but money is.
I could have easily drive into the police station 5 hours later and have a driver's license. I would have been a joy. I didn't
even
say that
it's
actually fine. I just thought that being
handcuffed and
shackled
in the courthouse walking in the
it's a courtroom.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. You can't get out of the car. So you're forced into a situation that requires a strike. Unless there's somebody here in the past with them, that's what I hope like.
So in the situation where none of those factors were present, where you couldn't park the car, there's no one else in the car, would you take the person into custody then, in that case?
No, you don't have to take them into custody, what you do, you have to throw the car away.
Okay.
But you know, so, is there an expired license or a license that's coupled with us? It used to be an arrestable offense. Now, it's still an arrestable offense, but now you have to give an effort to run the person's identification of Social Security number. See this about the device number one.
We're going to have this for a class. I'm going to ask you one question real quick. I give you a situation here. You
look like a camera.
I'm going to die.
A friend of ours got pulled over because he had an expired license.
Well, he got pulled over because he had a stop sign.
And he had an expired license and he got arrested. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's like, in my opinion, you know, I wouldn't really co-accessorate a lawyer's pictorial scenarios for one way or other, you know, relative to facts or, you know, opinions. That I can give, of course, you know, is conjecture as far as, like, things to relay as far as, like, what I think.
We're gonna
fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna fucking, we're gonna